I'm Hannah Snyder with Dr. Jacqueline Wilson Yakima from Kennewick. Welcome, Dr. Wilson.
Hi, nice to be here.
Dr. Wilson has been working for years on her upcoming album. She's assistant professor of music at Washington State University. She teaches and performs bassoon. She also performs in the Solstice Wind Quintet at WSU.
Basically all things bassoon.
What got you into bassoon?
Well, I was a band kid. I came from a low-income family, didn't have private lessons or anything like that. At the time, I played the oboe. My band director at the time was Phil Simpson at Southridge High. He is still teaching in Kennewick School District, but he's at an elementary school, I believe. Going into my junior year, my band director auditioned for the upperclassmen bands, and a freshman beat me out, and that's like socially devastating, you know? And so he kind of sat me down, and he was like, you know, listen, I know you want to go to college for music. I know that you're going to depend on scholarships to do that, and that the oboe isn't really working out, but the double reeds are strategic for what you're thinking. And so I want to switch you to bassoon. If you agree to this, I'll let you in the big kid band. So he switched me to the bassoon along with this advice, and it just turned out to be the perfect fit for how my goals had been clarified and for a fresh start with an instrument that was better suited to me and my personality than the oboe.
How do you mean?
Personality that's suited for the oboe would be like a problem solver, someone who loves details, someone who, you know, doesn't get intimidated by that aspect, kind of the engineer's mind. And you need some of that for the bassoon, but not to such a huge extent in order to achieve excellence. It can be a more laid back approach to that. And that's kind of where I live.
I feel like you could create one of those online quizzes.
Yeah, personality type.
What woodwind are you?
Yeah, I think you're right. You should do that.
What inspired you to make this album that's coming out?
Yeah, the album is forthcoming. It's called Works for the Bassoon by Native American Composers, and it will be released on the WSU label. We're aiming for November to coordinate with Native American History Month. The work is really inspired by creative activity. I spend a lot of time elevating marginalized or underrepresented voices, and I have a special focus on Indigenous composition. And when I set about this, there was really none of it existed. There are certainly Native people composing, but the instruments that they found inspiring were not the bassoon, apparently, because they're just, there weren't many options. Mm-hmm. And so I have had to create this repertoire in collaboration with these composers, either through transcribing works that were originally composed for other instruments, or by commissioning, which is asking a composer to write a piece especially for you. And it's taken years to accumulate an album's worth.
You've obviously studied Native American composers for a long time. Was there any new discoveries that you made during this process?
Yeah, Lewis W. Ballard is kind of hailed as the grandfather of classical music composition in terms of Indigenous representation. Another Native composer, Jared Tate, who's Chickasaw, and I were talking, and Jared said, but you know, I've found someone who was actually a bit older than Ballard. His name is Jack Kilpatrick, and he was Cherokee. His archives were discovered, and all these manuscripts that weren't published exist through access in the University of Oklahoma library system. And he just kind of told me about Jack Kilpatrick in this passing way, and I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. I wonder if he wrote anything for the bassoon. He didn't write any solo works for the bassoon, but he wrote several for the oboe. So his romance for oboe and strings became romance for bassoon and marimba as I transcribed it. But yeah, that was a work that totally came out of, you know, hearsay and then researching this new voice that I hadn't been acquainted with before.
You'll hear that new music on NWPB when Dr. Jacqueline Wilson's album drops in November. Her album, Works for the Bassoon by Native American Composers, will be available at WSURecordings.com. I'm Hannah Snyder. Happy Public Radio Music Day.